This is Monday Night Fallout with your hosts, Double L, Loverboy Langlois, Minister of Sinister, and T-Rock Plutonium. And now, it's time for Fallout.
Right, it is time for Monday Night Fallout. I am T-Rock Plutonium, the world's only sign-spinning luchador, and I'm here to take you through this condensed hour version of Monday Night Fallout as the Beast distracts the Kingslayer and Drew McIntyre gets the win. One can say that tonight's episode of Raw was just that, an episode of Raw. Was it good? Probably not. Was it bad? Probably so. But we did find out a lot of good things, a lot of things that were going to happen at WrestleMania, and we can talk about that. And we can talk about, you know, the rest of it. But we're only going to talk about it for an hour, because that is really all WWE deserves right now. So with that in mind, let's go to the phone lines. Might I introduce the IWC Legends Champion, Christian?
Like, what the fuck's the point of this, T-Rock? Like, what the fuck's the point of Drew McIntyre? Like, he's just gonna get fucking buried by Roman at WrestleMania. So what the fuck is the point of all this?
I don't know, but apparently Brock is saying that he's been studying, and the best way to beat Seth Rollins is have somebody distract him and win. So that's probably going to happen at WrestleMania. And let's introduce the IWC World Heavyweight Champion, Minister!
What's going on, guys?
Christian beat you to the call. That never happened.
Yeah, man, I'm going to tell you how it happened. It happened because I'm sitting here logged in, but the freaking number's not there. I can't see the number. And so I had to look up the number on my phone. That's how it happened.
It should be as a contact. Put it as the only show that matters on the World Generation Podcast Network. All right.
I will do that now.
We're gonna try to do this in an hour because we really don't need any more time than that, I don't think. Like, especially for tonight's crap fest. And, you know, say what you want about Dean Ambrose and Roman Reigns, but the show without those two, like, it seems like a real, real challenge. There were a couple high moments and a couple low moments, but let's start by burning it down. Paul Heyman comes out with Brock Lesnar, and they start out in the middle of the ring. And Paul Heyman goes on about how Seth Rollins is telling fairy tales and how, yes, Brock had trouble with those small guys, but in the end, Brock beat them all. And then Drew McIntyre comes out, cuts a promo, and Seth Rollins beats him down with a chair over and over and over again. You would have never noticed that in the final match, though, because Drew McIntyre seemed like he was totally okay after being beat down by 27 chair shots. But that's okay. Nobody's bothered to sell in the WWE anymore, except Becky Lynch, who sells a knee injury for 10 months and continues to go. Let's go with Christian from Philadelphia first. Christian, what did you think about the opening of Monday Night Raw?
Of course, Brock Lesnar doesn't do anything impactful. He just stands there like a fucking idiot, doesn't do anything. Paul Heyman spews the same garbage we hear every fucking time he comes to Monday Night Raw, how fucking Brock Lesnar's a conqueror and shit. And then none. This was boring. This didn't do nothing for me. I've seen it a bunch of times. It's fucking terrible. It was boring.
Boring. Minister of Sinister, would you agree with that?
I enjoyed it. I thought, you know, Paul Heyman came out with Brock Lesnar, cut the same promo he's been cutting, of course. Yeah, I agree with Christian there. But the ending of it with Seth Rollins coming out and pounding Drew Mack with the chair 27 times, I thought that was really good. And, you know, Lesnar, I mean, yeah, he was like, hey, wait a minute, man, I don't want none of that. So, you know, I thought it set the tone for what was going to be a good night. But unfortunately, it would be revealed that it was not be a good night. So, you know, I thought it was a, you know, if I was in that crowd, after seeing something like that, I would be like, oh, man, I'd be amped up, ready for the rest of the show. So I don't know what they were saying in the tunnels on the way home tonight. But, you know, it got off to an auspicious start, but I don't think it finished so hot.
Minister, Drew McIntyre basically no-sold the chair shots at the
yeah.
end, right?
Yeah, he no-sold them, man. He was perfectly fine out going on his way out there, and even before that, in the other segments he did or whatever, he was fine. He was okay. It was all good.
At least reach
nothing
for your back. At least, and they didn't even mention it on commentary because Drew was not selling at all, and that's all we have to say about that. Finn Balor and Braun Strowman versus Leo Rush and Bobby Lashley. Bobby Lashley leaving Leo Rush in the ring to get beat down by Braun Strowman, who is now officially on the pre-show at WrestleMania. How the mighty have fallen. Christian from Philadelphia, what did you think of Finn Balor and Braun Strowman versus Leo Rush and Bobby Lashley? And hello to Mumra in the chat, by the way.
It was predictable. Like, we all knew Braun Strowman was going to be the mystery opponent when fucking Michael Cole said monstrous. But I think this is leading towards a triple threat match at WrestleMania between Finn Balor, Lashley, and Leo Rush. I think Lashley and Leo Rush are going to, after WrestleMania. I don't know if it's going to be a triple threat or a singles match, but somehow Leo's going to get involved. Either he's going to cost Lashley the match, or he's going to be involved in the match. Either way, Lashley's going to lose the IC title at WrestleMania.
Back and forth we go. Minister of Sinister, what did you think of this match? And are we getting the Demon at WrestleMania?
I still don't think so, man. I still don't think we're going to see the Demon just yet. But this match, man, it was more of the same, you know. It was more of the same stuff that we've had from these two, except, you know, now it seems like Bobby Lashley is more involved. I mean, not Bobby Lashley, but what's his name? Leo Rush is more involved, it seems. You know, anyway, it was still more of the same shit, man, with Bobby freaking Lashley and Leo Rush. You know, but of course, this time you had Braun Strowman thrown in the mix, and you knew that King Neckbeard would would end up winning, and sure enough, that's exactly how it went down. But, you know, I mean, the problem here is not so much. I mean, the biggest problem that you have here is freaking Braun Strowman, okay? Because they're spinning their wheels on him. It's already been determined he's nothing. He's going to be in that freaking match in a 30-man battle royal. And it's just, man, I feel sorry for this guy. They have really fucked him over. And, I mean, he was on such a high. It seemed like he was going to be the next freaking Undertaker, the next, at the very least, Kane. And now he's just going to be the next big joke, man, it seems.
The only title he's ever held in the WWE is a tag team title with a 9-year-old. Remember that.
Oh.
So I would do is I would have Bobby Lashley beat Finn Balor at WrestleMania and Braun Strowman take on Bobby Lashley and win the Intercontinental Championship. Why not give him a title? You know, I mean, if you're not going to give him the main title, give him the Intercontinental Championship. That's a good idea. That's not going to happen. So there we go. Forget that. Move on to a moment of bliss. Alexa Bliss looking nice as usual out there. And she brings on Elias, who makes a huge announcement, a huge WrestleMania announcement, that he's going to be the musical guest at WrestleMania. And then, of course, he gets interrupted by the conga line and the heavy machinery. That one guy is doing his dance. It's pretty funny. And then No Way Jose as the cheeseburger attacks Elias. I can't believe I have to say this. No Way Jose, dressed as a cheeseburger, attacked Elias from behind. And then they had a match, and, of course, Elias won to the chagrin of BoJack Horseman. Christian from Philadelphia, what did you think of the moment of bliss?
Oh, man, this segment was fucking awful. This was fucking tragic. You talk about the mighty have fallen from Strowman, how the mighty have fallen from fucking Elias. He was also on his high, and now he's fucking feuding with fucking No Way Jose. What does that fucking say about his state of his career right now? That fucking match was fucking terrible. It was so fucking boring. I literally had to get out of my room and went downstairs to the living room because that was so fucking bad. Oh, how the mighty have fallen for fucking Elias.
How the mighty have fallen. Minister, moment of bliss.
Yeah, well, it just seems like every time that Alexa Bliss and Elias get together to try to do their thing, something ends up happening. I've noticed that she likes Elias. She wants to walk with Elias, but every time they get into a moment, something happens, and this time was no different. Of course, what were they in Chicago tonight? I think so. Yeah, they had the stupid match, Elias and No Way Jose. After No Way Jose attacked him, he was dressed as a freak. And so my question is, though, I'm wondering if this is going to lead up into something even perhaps at WrestleMania, since it was announced that Elias is going to be entertaining us at WrestleMania, and of course Alexa Bliss is going to be hosting. I'm just wondering if perhaps during the entertainment, if No Way Jose and his crew of freaks, the Conga Line, as they call them, are going to come out and interrupt the Great Elias.
Oh yeah, that shouts WrestleMania right there. That when I think of WrestleMania, I think of no interrupting Elias.
And see, that's the big problem right there, man. I mean, because you know exactly when you think of WrestleMania, but you see, man, they want to get everybody on the card somehow. And I mean, you know, I'm thinking, well, shit, it looks like that's what we're gonna see.
It does. So let's move on. Kurt Angle comes out on his farewell tour, and he's going to face Chad Gable, who's not in his glorious outfit. He's in his wrestling attire, and Chad Gable and Kurt Angle have a nice match, but not before or not after or until Kurt Angle announces that he's going to face Baron Corbin at WrestleMania. Wow. Again, this is awesomely excellent.
It's shaping up.
Yeah, shaping up. Waiter versus an old man. It can't beat it. Join it. Christian from Philadelphia, Kurt Angle and Chad Gable with Baron Corbin as the whoever at wherever.
I thought Kurt Angle said that last week was his last match on Raw. Why did he have a match tonight? I thought he said it was last week that was his last match on Raw.
No, it was his last match in that town. He's doing a town by town.
Okay. Well, I said on the weekend on my show that Baron Corbin would be the guy to face Kurt Angle, and lo and behold, he is. That's going to be a fucking awful match. Probably on the pre-show even, but who gives a fuck? They shouldn't have Baron Corbin win at WrestleMania because what the fuck? That would be fucking terrible. But yeah, Kurt Angle's going to face fucking Baron Corbin for the 19th time. What a fucking WrestleMania this is.
27 matches already announced, 54 more, 12 hours of nonstop action, and we'll be here. It might be the day before the last Monday Night Fallout ever. We'll have to see. Minister of Sinister, what did you think of this?
Chad Gable and Kurt Angle.
Yes.
It was an entertaining match. Several near falls. We had a few near falls back and forth and stuff. I was entertained by it. I was really pulling for freaking Gable to win. But I kind of knew that Kurt Angle would end up winning because he's on his farewell tour, like you said. So, and sure enough, that's exactly what ended up happening. And that was pretty much it. I think Baron Corbin came out at the end and did a little something. Let's see, what did they have? They had a little promo. at the end where Corbin was telling fucking Angle about that when he took over as general manager that it was better than him and it felt good to laugh at him and shit. So we'll see how that happens.
Yes, we'll see how that happens. Moving on. Tag team champions Sasha Banks and Bayley are going to be appearing on SmackDown for the first time to challenge the Iconics, I guess. But that doesn't matter because Beth Phoenix and Natalya are out there. Then we get a match with Natalya and Sasha Banks. And then Nia Jax and Tamina interrupt and blah, blah, blah. Nobody cares, but let's talk to Christian because I'm sure he does.
They booed the fuck out of Natalya tonight. I don't understand what was the hate for. They booed the fuck out of her tonight. Like, for real. And then I think Bayley and Sasha came off a bit heelish in this segment because they said that Beth Phoenix was an old bitch and they don't know if she could wrestle again because she's been retired. And then we had this meaningless match that ended in a no contest, as usual. This fat lard and fucking no talent Samoa Tamina show up, and yeah, this might be looking towards a singles two tag matches between Beth Phoenix and, you know, but I really don't give a fuck. I just don't give a fuck about the women's tag division no more. It's fucking dead before it even began already. This experiment is already a failure.
Fat lard, minister. Fat lard.
Here, man, check it out. The best part of this was Sasha Banks telling Natalya that that they knew who freaking what's-her-face was, that she was the woman and she's riding her coattails to get a match at WrestleMania. That was the best part of it. No, wait, that was the second best part. And the best part was then her taking her down from taking her off of her feet and going after her and attacking her while Beth Phoenix was just standing there for a second before she got in gear. But yeah, the whole thing with talking about Nia Jax and shit, Nia Jax wasn't even there. I didn't really buy this. And the Glamazon coming back, I mean, you know, I guess they couldn't get Lita. I don't know what the deal is. I'm happy for the Glamazon. I've always liked her. But, you know, her and freaking Natalya, I mean, Natalya just has always been shit to me. I've never really seen the Natalya as the badass as everybody says she is, but she does have a nice cat, though. I do like her cat. But, yeah, of course, Sasha Banks taking the win on that, by DQ, no less. So, yeah, it was shit. It really was.
And setting up another shitty WrestleMania match. Boy, there are a lot of those on this WrestleMania, shitty WrestleMania matches, as we continue on the Monday night shit to Jinder Mahal versus Ricochet. Ah. Yay! This was even better. My God. Bring your jobber to work day is today. Bring your jobber to work day. And they brought all the jobbers to work. But Ricochet beat Jinder Mahal and Ricochet stood tall. And there you go. Now you know why Ricochet is paired up with Aleister Black, because Ricochet has some high-flying moves, but when he's not doing those high-flying moves, it doesn't seem like anybody cares. Christian from Philadelphia, the former WWE champion that they reminded us many times, versus Ricochet. What'd you think of this one?
Are you serious? This is the first fucking single match in Ricochet in the main roster, and you pair him with fucking Jinder Mahal? You couldn't get fucking Bobby Roode? The person that they've been feuding for fucking weeks in the storyline, you couldn't fucking progress it? Are you fucking real? This is fucking terrible. This was the worst Ricochet match I've ever seen because Jinder Mahal is a worthless bum. He shouldn't be employed anymore. He contributes nothing. This was a fucking disgrace. This was fucking disgraceful.
Disgraceful, minister. Disgraceful.
Yeah, man, I mean, Jinder Mahal, you know, has gone from, I mean, I enjoyed his character, you know, that he was doing when he was the whole thing with the championship and all that, but it's over, and, you know, he's just stuck there doing nothing, really. I enjoyed his rise, you know, the push that he got when he went on that push. I enjoyed all of that. But then he hit the glass ceiling and it just went downhill from there. And now he's freaking, you know, fodder for Ricochet. That's where he's at in the card right now. And of course, you had to know that Ricochet was going to win this match. And like Christian said, I mean, it wasn't anything special. It wasn't anything to write home about. I mean, I turned around to fucking, you know, flip the freaking fish I had on the grill, and the match was over. So that's how that went down.
That is how that went down. Mumra in the chat says, Braun has gotten screwed over majorly. Doesn't seem like he's ever going to get out of the rut. Probably not. So let's move on. Hey, Dana Brooke versus Ronda Rousey. Dana hyping herself up gets destroyed by Ronda Rousey, and then apparently security had to come down because kissing your husband is against the law. And then her husband elbowed, forearmed that one guy. And then Ronda left, and we have heel Ronda. One of the highlights of the night, actually. Dana Brooke's arm looking broken, and Ronda Rousey just doesn't care. Christian from Philadelphia, Ronda Rousey versus Dana Brooke. What a surprise.
First off, let's talk about this horrendous booking, because I don't think they don't know how to book a heel anymore. First off, Ronda Rousey came with her husband in the backstage garage, and then we see a fucking referee with fucking security saying that they're going to fucking attain her if she does anything. That's a fucking face booking. That's like saying Stone Cold Steve Austin is barred from Raw, and there's fucking security guards all around it. Then, after the match, she just pushes the fucking ref. She didn't fucking punch him. And then when she went outside, she fucking kissed her husband. That's all she did. That wasn't a fucking heelish thing. Then out of nowhere, fucking security guards come and try to fucking tackle her to the ground, but then her husband, in a face faction, defended her wife. In what fucking way is this fucking heel booking? This is fucking horrendous. They don't know what the fuck they're doing anymore. How the fuck is this fucking heel booking when her husband is saving her wife? This is fucking stupid. Stupid
booking.
I don't
know, Minister. How is this heel booking?
It's not. Christian just exposed them. He just freaking exposed them right now. And this is what happens when you get people that don't know what the fuck they're doing back there writing this shit. And they're so incongruent, too. Everything is fucked up. Nothing makes sense anymore. And here we are complaining about it week after week. It's fucked up, man. Here we are 3 weeks before WrestleMania, and this is what it's like. I mean, it's just not fun, man.
Yes, if I were the WWE, I'd have Ronda Rousey win at WrestleMania and piss everybody off, but that's not going to happen. All right. So
that's what I would do.
The Warrior Award, before we go to break, is going to be given to somebody who is actually an employee of WWE and not somebody who's sick or something. And it's very interesting. Real quick before we go to break, Christian, what do you think about this year's Warrior recipient?
I had no idea who the fuck this woman was before, and I still don't know who the fuck this woman was. So, basically, I don't give a fuck.
All right. Minister of Sinister, what do you think?
Who is the recipient?
Somebody who works backstage. I don't know.
Yeah, well, good for them.
Obviously, you don't know either.
Good for them. Good for whoever it is.
Good for her. Wow. Shaping up to be epic, I tell you. All right. So before we go to break, let me mention that IWC Revolver is coming soon, and it's going to be an IWC-sponsored pay-per-view in association with WrestleCorp.com. You can go to WrestleCorp.com and go ahead and comment with everybody at WrestleCorp.com. But you will see Minister of Sinister taking on the ever-absent Double L Loverboy Langley for the IWC World Heavyweight Championship in a Hell in a Cell. That's fixing to be amazing in an amazing main event. You can see Christian from Philadelphia, the Legends champion, taking on Batman, his co-host, with Joe Bates as the special guest referee. That one's looking to be epic. You can see me, T-Rock Plutonium, taking on Best Friends NXT for the World Generation Championship. That's going to be a barn burner as well. There's a suitcase match. Can't beat the suitcase. Suitcase hanging above the ring. Eight of the most classic IWC superstars, including Ron Burgundy and others, will be there. And they will be there vying for the... I'm sure Santa Claus and the Tiger will be involved as well. And then, of course, Raging Raj versus Spirit Squad Nikki going for the Armageddon Championship. That's going to be great. And, of course, Diva 316 is going to issue an open challenge for the Women's Championship. And what's going on with the IWC Tag Team Championships? You might find out at IWC Revolver. And that will happen whenever the hell we please. All right, so we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to finish up with Raw and this hour-long show, because that's all Raw really deserves, and we'll talk about a little bit of SmackDown tomorrow. Starts with the Gauntlet. That'll be cool. Go to WrestleCorp.com, WrestleCorp.com, and go hang out. Go check out all their news, and we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back on Monday Night Fallout on the World Generation Podcast Network. We'll be right back after this.
Everywhere are signing up to join
WrestleCorp, WrestleCorp.com.
Enlist yourself in the best wrestling news, wrestling opinions, and of course, the best wrestling commentators in the history of mankind. Grab your gear and join
WrestleCorp.
Sit yourself down in the gorilla position and come join the fight to make wrestling a worldwide phenomenon. Join
WrestleCorp, WrestleCorp.com.
From bell to bell, are you ready?
Are you ready for some more wrestling talk? Join Internet Radio's own Minister of Sinister, headliner Joe Bates, and Rancho punk rocker Albert Salazar as they recap some of this week's shenanigans in the WWE. Fatal 4-Way Radio makes its triumphant return to the World Generation Podcast Network.
Saturdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on World Generation Network, tune in to Radio Renegade with your hosts, Christian from Philly and Batman. A show where they talk about missed booking opportunities, what is scenarios, what the fuck moments, and more. Radio Renegade, Saturday at 8 p.m. only on the World Generation Network. Be there.
Monday Night Fallout on the World Generation Podcast Network. Don't forget, tomorrow night, Facing Tuesday is back. Last week, there was no show. This week, they will be doing Creedence Clearwater Revival. So that should be really good. You'll hear music and everything else. And, of course, as we heard, Thursday, Minister of Sinister. Friday, we didn't hear about Joe Bates, but he's there. Saturday, Christian, and maybe the Omega Opinion. And, of course, Sunday, the greatest talk show returns as well. All right, let's get back to all the action. Superb action. Apollo Crews versus Baron Corbin. And, of course, Baron Corbin loses as he is building his way towards WrestleMania. Best part of the night, I think, was the Revival saying, "Hell no," as they left. Christian from Philadelphia, what did you think of Apollo Crews' upset victory?
Meaningless. It was nothing. Just like Apollo Crews is nothing. Nothing.
That's it. Nothing. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. Minister, gotta have something.
Well, I actually enjoyed the segment that led into that backstage. When was that? I think that was like before the Dana Brooke. I don't know, whenever the hell it was. But yeah, when they had the Revival back there and Apollo Crews walks up to Corbin and he says that he wants to face him tonight before Angle takes him out and shit. And so then Crews goaded him into accepting the match. And he asked him, why did he have to make things so difficult? So I actually enjoyed Apollo Crews talking. Then, of course, the Revival with the Hell No as well. But the match itself, I mean, you know, you had to know. You just had to know that What's-His-Face was going to win. Apollo Crews is going to win this match. And sure enough, that's exactly what happened. But what about those freaking We Want Cena chants? What the hell?
Well, nobody wants Baron Corbin. Nobody wants.
Yeah, but we want Cena chance. I mean, come on, man, get the fuck out of here.
That's how bad Baron Corbin. Yeah, that's how bad it is. That's how bad it is, man. Like, Jesus, very joking. Like, let's just move on. Back from break, and of course, Batista is sitting in his house with his microphone, and Michael Cole is giving him some questions, and Batista is quietly answering them. And then CM Punk chants start, and then Batista gets angry and leaves. And that is Batista's role tonight into WrestleMania. And of course, Braun Strowman is going to be in the Honor the Giant Memorial Battle Royal and feuding with SNL stars. So, Christian from Philadelphia, first, Batista and his promo, and second, Braun Strowman, pre-show.
Well, first, that promo was terrible. It was fucking horrendous. That was the worst Batista promo I've ever heard. He sounded so fucking bored being there. Actually, in Tampa, Florida, he sounded fucking bored being there. Secondly, they mentioned Evolution again. They mentioned Evolution again, which blows my fucking theory. The Ric Flair is going to fucking cost Triple H the match. And third, Braun Strowman's probably going to lose to the Andre Memorial Battle Royal because of the SNL stars. The SNL stars are going to cost Braun Strowman the match at WrestleMania.
Wow. That's good booking there. Good booking, good looking. Hey, Minister, on a beer of one to beer, how many beers does it take to make Batista sound interesting?
Woo! You know, you guys can say what you want, man, but he's still Batista, man. Come on, how can you guys sit there and dog him like that? To me, he looked like a freaking bad guy in a James Bond movie or freaking something like who was it that The Rock played? He played one of the bad guys on Get Smart. He's like Batista's like a bad guy in Get Smart or something like that. That's what he looked like in this. But nevertheless, he cut his promo, said he was going to end Triple H's in-ring career. So that's what we have to look forward to at WrestleMania. But I thought it was all right. It was all right. And then Braun Strowman, he's going to get screwed at WrestleMania. It was already announced. I guess they announced it already so that he can, you know, so that everybody can get over it and let it go. The sooner the better. I think they're doing damage control by announcing it. by announcing it now just so that they don't get people to fucking leave. I don't know, man. Braun Strowman, poor guy.
Poor guy. Poor guy indeed. It's a sad,
if they
sad...
disrespect me again, I'll show you what discipline really is. I'll show them what discipline really is or whatever the hell. Come on, man.
Give me what I want. Give me what I want. Give me. You know I want it. Now give me what I want. Give me what I want. It. You know what I want. Give it to me.
And so apparently Roman Reigns has a concussion that they're still selling, because I think this was about the time when they went to a freaking replay of what happened last week when he got taken out by the Claymore kick. So Roman Reigns, I guess they're selling a concussion. They said he was not cleared to be there tonight.
Not clear. All right. So at the end of speaking of Roman Reigns, we found out that Drew McIntyre, no sold as a mofo. He got beat, like, seriously, dude. Like, Becky got, like, one little knee injury, and she's been selling it for months. And Drew McIntyre gets hit with, like, 1,000 chair shots, and he comes to the ring not even thinking about it, not even selling at all, and then challenges Roman Reigns and leukemia to a match at WrestleMania. And then we get Seth Rollins versus Drew McIntyre, who cares? And then Brock Lesnar comes out, causes the distraction, and Seth Rollins loses. The trifecta is done. Christian from Philadelphia, the main event of Monday Night Raw, what do you think?
Fun fact, this was originally scheduled to be a tag match between Seth and Dean versus Baron Corbin and Drew McIntyre. But obviously, plans changed, and instead we got this match that we've seen 1,000 times. Drew didn't sell his fucking injuries. He didn't even sell for last week either, that fucking False Count Anywhere match. So fuck me. Apparently selling means absolutely fuck all these days. But it doesn't really fucking matter because Drew's going to get fucking buried by the Roman Reigns agenda anyway. So none of this shit fucking matters. And I'm already hating Roman Reigns again.
All right, you're already hating Roman Reigns and he wasn't even there. Minister of Sinister.
Well, as a lifelong heel, I did like the way it ended with Brock Lesnar's music hitting and, of course, Rollins mm-hmm. looking up and freaking McIntyre taking him out with the Claymore when Rollins turned around. Rollins was a little late turning around, I guess, or I don't know what happened. Something was off. I'd have to go back and look at it if I cared, but I don't, so fuck it. But, yeah, whenever the match, Drew McIntyre. And, yeah, Christian is right. I mean, it's all for nothing because, you know, Roman Reigns is going to take him out at WrestleMania. And who knows? Drew McIntyre might go back to, you know, maybe they'll bring Hornswoggle back for him. Who fucking knows? And who cares?
Who cares indeed? And on that note, Monday Night Raw. We got through it in 40 minutes with 5 minutes worth of commercials and 35 minutes. Sweet. Let's get our ratings and our final thoughts on Raw tonight. Hello?
Before I give my rating, I have to say, when they named the card for the WrestleMania matches between, like, Becky Lynch and all that, you notice how the fucking Randy Orton and AJ Styles match had the biggest pop out of all the card drops? You notice that? When they were fucking cheering for Randy Orton and AJ Styles. It's because nobody gives a fuck about any of these matches anymore. Nobody gives a fuck about this triple threat between Becky Lynch and fucking Charlotte. And nobody gives a fuck about Seth Rollins and Brock Lesnar. Nobody gives a fuck about Batista and Triple H. That's how bad this fucking side of booking for Raw has gotten. So you know what? I'm getting fucking Raw 2 out of 10. This was fucking terrible. It didn't progress the stories. And it was fucking horrible. Boring, even.
2 out of 10. All right, Minister, what do you give Raw tonight?
Well, I'm going to agree with Christian on a lot of that he said. You know, yeah, man, I mean, I was on board with the women's match, and now I'm just not on board with it at all. I don't like what they did to Ronda Rousey's character, even though they were booing her. Not everybody was booing her, but there were heavy boos for her, yes. But I mean, still, they have a way of fucking working around that anyway. Who cares, right? They boo you. They still book you as a babyface. They did it with Cena all that time. For them to turn her into this, and she's now this shitty character, I think they just, man, they did a whole 180 on it, and it's just, it turned it, it went from being bad to worse now. I mean, I didn't even want Charlotte in there. I wanted it to be the way it was with freaking Becky as the face, but like a Stone Cold Steve Austin type face, blue collar type face against, you know, freaking Ronda Rousey, whatever the hell she was. But they took that away from me, added Charlotte into the mix. Finally, I fucking gave into that. All right, well, fuck it, man. Throw in Charlotte. What the hell? I'm good with it. After I gave into that and said I was good with it, now they do this shit with the fucking turn on Ronda Rousey. And it's just horrible. Right now, I'm looking forward to the Randy Orton and AJ Styles match. And God knows, watch them fuck that one up too, man. So I'm going to give this Raw a 3 out of 10. It had a couple of okay moments. But I'm feeling a little bit generous tonight since my anniversary is tomorrow. So 3 out of 10 for Monday Night Raw.
Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Have a lot of beer for me. Happy anniversary. All right.
Thank you.
I'm going to give it a 3 out of 10 as well. And since we still have a little bit of time left, let's run over WrestleMania and get our quick early predictions as to who's going to win. So let's start with Roman Reigns versus Drew McIntyre. Christian.
Fucking Roman Reigns. The Roman Reigns agenda. Up our asses.
Minister.
Well, Roman Reigns.
And I say Roman Reigns as well. Ding, there's one. Andre the Giant Battle Royal. I say Braun Strowman. But Christian says that the SNL guys are going to cost him.
No, you go, Minister.
Yeah, I say Braun Strowman.
I'm going to say Bray Wyatt.
On the pre-show. Bray Wyatt.
Yeah, Bray Wyatt returns just for the Andre Memorial Battle Royal.
On the pre-show. All right. Another match. Let's see. None of these matches are confirmed. So let's go to a match that is Miz McMahon. The Miz versus Shane McMahon. I say that the Miz wins. Christian?
Miz.
Minister?
Yeah, Miz will win
ding,
that.
Ding, ding, ding. There you go. How about Kurt Angle versus Baron Corbin? I say Baron Corbin wins. Christian?
I say Kurt Angle. I say Kurt Angle. You can't have fucking Baron Corbin beat Kurt Angle again. It's fucking tiring and boring now.
Minister.
Baron Corbin wins.
All right. No Holds Barred, Triple H versus Batista. I say that Triple H wins. Christian?
I say Batista wins because Ric Flair causes Triple H to lose.
Minister?
I say Triple H. Oh, man, that's a tough one. I'll go with Batista for now. Batista.
Well, this is just for now, just for fun. AJ Styles versus Randy Orton. I don't know, AJ Styles. Christian?
I say Randy Orton because I think this is building up for AJ Styles' heel turn in the long run.
All right.
I would say Randy Orton. Randy Orton.
Randy Orton. Okay. Well, we'll see how this changes. We'll see what happens tomorrow. Charlotte Flair, Becky Lynch, Ronda Rousey. I say Becky Lynch. Christian?
The stupid Irish woman, Becky Lynch. The stupid Irish woman.
Minister?
I hate to say it, but yeah, Becky Lynch.
Ding, ding, ding. All right. Seth Rollins versus Brock Lesnar. I say Seth Rollins. Christian.
Seth, get Lesnar out of the fucking WWE already.
Brock Lesnar.
Brock Lesnar. Wow. And there you go. We just saved you watching WrestleMania. And tomorrow night, Kofi Kingston could face Daniel Bryan at WrestleMania. So let's see. Kofi Kingston versus Daniel Bryan. Christian.
Kofi.
Kofi wins. Minister.
Daniel Bryan.
Here's the thing. If Kofi Kingston wins, then Brock Lesnar's going to win. If Daniel Bryan wins, then Seth Rollins is going to win. They're not going to change both titles, and nobody cares. But tomorrow night, the gauntlet match is starting out SmackDown. It should be really good. Do we all think Kofi's going, right? We think that Christian Kofi's going to make it?
Yeah, because a lot of people are going to fucking interfere in that match. AJ Styles is going to interfere with Randy Orton. Rey Mysterio is going to interfere with Samoa Joe. The fucking New Day is going to interfere with The Bar. And fucking Mustafa Ali is going to interfere with Eric Rowan. So Kofi's going to get a lot of help that night.
Overbooked, Minister. Overbooked.
Overbooked, yeah. But Kofi wins. Kofi goes.
Kofi wins.
Could go all the way.
Could go all the way. And that's the end of Monday Night Football tonight. We ended it. Man, we went over WrestleMania, we did Raw, and we still have 15 minutes left. Wow. We're going to do an hour every night until we die. Monday Night Fallout ends. All right, so let's get ourselves to close ourselves out, and we're going to go in reverse order. So, Christian from Philadelphia, what do you got to say for yourself, boy?
Well, on IWC Rising, I'm going to kick the head out of my co-host, Batman, and retain my Legends Championship. And then I'm going to beat the fuck out of Joe Bates just for including himself in this match. Because I am the next heel in the making. I am the top star in the IWC. I've destroyed your fucking hero, Double L, and I ended his fucking career. And next I'm going to end Batman's fucking career. And who knows? I'll end Joe Bates' fucking career in the same night. I'm going to take out all your fucking heroes because I am the hero killer, and there's nothing, no one going to do anything to stop my fucking carnage. I am fucking carnage incarnate. See you all at Fatal 4 Radio and then at Radio Renegade. Until then, this is your IWC Legends Champion, signing off and speaking. You all should be thankful I'm your champion. Good night, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, Christian. Minister of Sinister, close yourself out.
Yeah, he's got a lot of spunk, that Christian. But yeah, check him out on my show Thursday night. Where you can check me and Batman and Christian and Joe Bates if he returns from his hiatus this week. We wish him the best wherever he's at, mending his broken heart. But I digress. Nevertheless, check it out Thursday night, new time, 9 p.m. Central, 10 Eastern, for Fatal 4-Way Radio. So, yeah, I'm Internet Radio's own Minister of Sinister, reminding you to keep it real, keep it heel, and more importantly, keep it sexy. Peace.
Ladies and gentlemen, the IWC World Heavyweight Champion, Minister of Sinister. And there you have it, folks. The night is over. What will next week bring? Will Kofi Kingston get a win? Probably. All that we know is WrestleMania is shaping up to be somewhat predictable, but there's still a little bit of stuff that could happen. Very interesting. Not so excited about it, but that's okay. To the WrestleCore chat, what do we got? Mumra says, those two SNL cucks will be involved in the Battle Royal. Best Friends NXT came in late, and Minister of Sinister is sinister as always. So thank you guys for joining us. Tomorrow night, Facing Tuesday, Creedence Clearwater. It should happen this week, but you never know with Mike Santori. And, of course, Minister's New Time on Thursday, Fatal 4-Way Radio. Joe Bates, if he comes back from hiatus on Friday. Saturday, the Omega Opinion, maybe. And Radio Renegades. And Sunday, the Greatest Talk Show. And we were still able to do this show in 50 minutes. Damn you, WWE. We might be done with this. So thank you guys for joining us. We really appreciate it. We'll see you guys next week. This is the flagship show, Monday Night Fallout, and I am T-Rock Plutonium. Why? Because it's what makes time travel possible. If you smell what T-Rock is cooking, we'll see you guys next week on the flagship show of the World Generation Podcast Network. Monday Night Fallout. Be there.
A presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.
Number 5 is alive.